GM on GN. This is not the first time a missing plane has drawn a lot of attention. Tonight at 11:35, Matt Bubala explores the similarities between the Malaysia Flight 370 and Amelia Earhart's disappearance. Now it's getting weird, okay? Wow. Up to now, it was fine. Now it's just gone into weird city. Tomorrow, what is today?
Today's Monday.
Yeah, tomorrow is April 1st.
April Fools.
Blackhawks head coach Joel Q will sit down with radio broadcasters John W. and Troy M. for the next installment of Blackhawks Live. That is 7 to 8 p.m. at the new Old Town Poorhouse in Oak Brook. That's just under Neiman Marcus. Hope he feels good about that. At the ground level at Oak Brook Mall, you get an autographed photo and dress up in your best Blackhawks gear. Show off that gear when you pose next to the coach during a photo opportunity. Tickets also include a three-course dinner during the live broadcast. Seating very limited. Reserve your spot by visiting the Blackhawks Live page at chicagoblackhawks.com. Blackhawks Live, presented by the Village of Bedford Park and sponsored by Old Town Poorhouse. And we need to stay out of Pittsburgh, I think, altogether. The Cubs lose today in Pittsburgh. Yesterday, Hawks lose, and then Taves limps off the ice.
Our captain.
We got now that guy from Captain Phillips. He's over there. I am the captain now. Look at me. I am the captain now.
They could use somebody.
Who moves up to captain position?
There's two A's.
Two assistant captains.
Yeah. I believe Duncan Keith has an
A. You believe. Don't believe, because when you believe, oof.
That's why they have the A.
Yeah.
They're the assistant captains.
Nice.
Alternate.
How do they pick the captain? How does that work?
A lot of times the team does. A lot of times the coach will. I believe that Taves was given that by the coach. I don't know if the team voted him, but he's
deserving.
Oh yeah, my gosh! Yeah.
And is there some extra money in it? I mean,
just the honor.
Just the honor.
It's just the honor of
being the captain.
Yeah, because you.
And does he boss the other guys around?
Well, he's the motivator. Let's go. And he got to pick, he gets to pick up the cup first.
Okay, that's nice.
That's nice. And you get the cool C on your, which is neat.
Yeah, which is what I saw when he got hit and went down on the ice.
Oh,
that
man.
AC going down.
And he didn't even go to pick up his stick.
I got hurt watching that.
Oh, man. He just went right to the bench.
Clean hit, though. Clean hit.
No penalty.
Legal, clean. So, all part of hockey.
Man.
So, this South Carolina man is accused of hitting his girlfriend with his anger management book while she was accused of stabbing him with a box cutter. They're both in jail now. Sheila Thompson, Tyler Ford, strangled, allegedly her, Sheila, and threatened to kill her several times. He then put her phone in the oven so that she could not call 911, and he popped, in quotation marks, their infant daughter twice on the legs because she was crying. At one point, Thompson said Ford rolled up his anger management book and hit her with it. Well, that's convenient. I think I'll read a few chapters, then I'll use it as a weapon.
I don't think he read any of the chapters.
Or if he did, he's going to have to reread them.
His comprehension is not as good as it should be.
What is happening with our world?
Well, the first step is realizing you have a problem, so at least he had the book.
I bought the book. I haven't read it yet. And when he gets to the book, don't roll up this book and hit somebody with it when he gets to that chapter.
Do not use book as a weapon.
Do nods.
You didn't get past the introduction.
Have you ever been in a relationship where someone punches you? I think I would flee right then.
Yeah, once the guy
and
hits
pops,
the woman.
Pops
what is
your
pops?
Kid
what does
a
that even mean?
Times,
that must
yeah.
be. Pops. It's in quotation marks.
Oh,
I assume it's hit.
That's terrible.
But it's popped in this story. They need to have more paperwork before people have kids. I think something has to be done here.
Tests. You have some kind of test.
Well, it works. You see, Bibble has no offspring. He took
right.
the test. He
took
failed.
The test, failed. Boom.
What
nothing
is
done.
The name of the Robert Redford movie where his boat hits the shipping container?
This one's going to be haunting me.
I'm 100% correct in one. That it is all of me.
All the
of
way.
Me. All of me. All the way.
All the way.
All the way.
Well, all is lost. That doesn't even seem like a good title for that.
No,
movie.
Not really, because here he is in a boat in the middle of the ocean and he's lost.
But he goes all the way.
Yeah. I haven't seen the movie.
The movie kind of tanked. Maybe it needed a different title.
Yeah, it needed an upbeat. All is lost was a downer, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It was a downer. I swear to God. I got this text that says every time Bibble makes a mistake, it should be a drinking game. There'll be so many alcoholics by 5 o'clock.
You know, I have so much information.
Right.
Sometimes it's
none of
hard.
It's right.
Sometimes it overlaps.
None of it's right. It's in there, but it's...
No, there was a movie called All the Way, though.
Okay, but it
and it came out last year, like in 2011. So it was recent.
Because last year was 2011.
Well, no.
Keep going. Take a drink. Here's Les.
It's recent.
Steve?
Yeah, Gary. Hey, hi. I was wondering, perhaps Elton John got confused. There's a play on Broadway called All the Way. It's about LBJ. It's with the lead of the guy who used to be in Breaking Bad. So maybe that's what he was thinking about.
That's okay. Exactly, because I just saw something on the CBS News yesterday. All the Way, Bryan Cranston.
You can make
there you go.
A million excuses and this and that. If it was the only time or a rare time when he made a mistake, but it's so often
it's
just confusing.
No, you just punctuate the few times.
You're 60% correct 35% of the time. But it was so funny. Are you 100% correct? Yeah, 100%.
Because I just saw this just yesterday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This whole big Bryan Cranston thing about All the Way, the LBJ play. He's exactly correct. That's exactly where I saw
that. That might be correct, but that has nothing to do with the right answer.
Well, yeah, because it was in my head.
Yeah.
And when you said all is lost, I was like, no. All the way.
I'll tell you what, if I was a cop and I pulled you over and you started your nonsense, I'd just take out a taser and just work it on you.
No, I'm always nice to policemen.
Yeah. Order home delivery of Icelandic glacial natural spring water through Chicago Tribune. Save 31% off regular price. Go to buyicelandicwater.com or call 312-222-6548. 312-981-7200 is the phone number here. Tomorrow after the 4:30 news, they'll give away a pair of tickets to the Cubs opener, which is Friday. I'll tell you when to call. And in the morning, Steve Cochran broadcasting from Captain Morgan, the club that's attached to Wrigley. From 5A to 9, plenty of baseball talk going on there. Prizes, including game tickets and vintage Go Cubs Go 45s. And a performance from the 2014 Cubs Song Contest winners, the Modern Day Romeos. For more details, visit the events page at WGNradio.com. And then, like I said earlier, watch the crippled people put their crutches and wheelchairs down, touch Wrigley Field on opening day, and walk away. New people. That's how magical it is.
100 years. So this is even, I bet you more people even be coming from all around the world.
Yeah, I bet you blind people even turned around now during that. It's a very unique day, and the White Sox opener, I'm sure it's unique too, but they're not on this station. So I can't comment on how unique or not unique it is.
And they're winning.
Well, it's just a different animal altogether.
We used to actually sneak in a little transistor radio, and then remember the old little earplugs, those white earplugs, and stick it up your shirt, up your arm, and then into your ear, and listen to the Cubs opener.
I never did that. If the nuns had
if you got caught, you were dead.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do that. And I didn't know this about porcupines until today. A Maine man, and I don't mean my Maine man, I mean a Maine man from the state, in search of a valuable mineral, cut open a dead porcupine. Jared Bazell says he was searching for wild mushrooms when he saw a porcupine get hit by a car. He says he heard that a valuable mineral deposit used in Chinese medicine formed in the stomachs of porcupines. He then cut open the dead porcupine to search for the mineral and instead found the baby porcupine that he pulled out. He cut the umbilical cord, thought the baby porcupine was dead until he started massaging it and it began breathing. He's caring for the baby at home, plans to give it to a licensed wildlife rehabilitator. I didn't know there was some ancient Chinese secret inside a porcupine. And even if I did, what does that look like when you cut the porcupine open?
Ooh.
What am I looking for here?
Well, they always have aphrodisiacs made from...
Yeah, okay, but I wouldn't know...
Right.
That
what are you looking for?
From the other parts of the porcupine... And I like the fact that he's massaging this porcupine on the side of the road. That has got to be a scene. If you're driving by, just keep going.
I'm assuming they don't have those quills yet.
I don't know. How do they come out?
His hands are all bloody. after massaging.
Right. I guess I should have thought about that before I started the massage.
This is why they normally come out face first, because then the quills are pointed backward. You don't want a breech birth in this
case. Yeah, I never thought about the birth of a porcupine.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
They have to be no quill.
They're probably soft, and then they toughen up as they get older.
There are no quills on the bottom end of it, right? On the belly
on
end?
The underside?
Yeah, because...
No, because it's used as a...
Yeah. If we get to the underbelly, then game over. But they figure I got enough going on top where I can prevent that from happening.
Yeah, you don't want to keep that too long. And when those quills start to get tough, you want to give that away. It's okay for now to be this.
Well, I'm sure he's thinking that same thing. Wow, what a day. Who? I guess if you're an outdoorsman, he's looking for wild mushrooms and he knows about this.
Yeah, he's already.
Secret mineral. Special
well,
ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Open it up and then just close your eyes and dig around till you find something really hard. And yeah, it's either that mineral or it swallowed a marble or something.
Why, would a mineral actually be hard?
A mirable?
Would a mineral be hard?
Would a mirable be hard?
No, it wouldn't have to be hard.
I don't know what it is. I didn't know it was in a porcupine.
And do we say what it does?
Doesn't.
Is it some... aphrodisiac is usually...
Craig, can you look that up? Chinese medicine formed in the stomachs of porcupines. Could be the band at Lollapalooza. Ladies and gentlemen, Chinese medicine formed in the stomachs of porcupines. Please welcome.
Okay, these are the same people who are using rhinoceros tusk or horn. Who was the first one to go, I know, let's find the most... endangered animal on the planet and take a part of them and make something up about it.
All these tablets and stuff that we eat, they're from, who knows, some bark from a tree in Brazil. I don't know how they decide that we're going to start experimenting on that bark and it's going to do this. But it works. I'll tell you what, if you're on the Xanax.
Oh, is that what Xanax is?
I don't know
is?
Where they found it. But they scraped some bark off a tree and now you're a lot more comfortable during a long flight.
Now look at penicillin.
Yes.
Isn't it just off mold on bread or something?
Thank you.
See? That's exactly correct.
Super G, no drinking. Gary Meyer on the 50,000 watt yapper. Text me at 24720 if you'd like. Before I came down to the studio, phone rings, and it's that Uber Cubs fan who always leave long messages on my machine about the Cubs. All right, go easy on him because you're the Cubs station, all right? I go, okay, it's the first game. I'm not going to get into it. Every day, 3 to 6 minute messages.
Even when no Cubs, like all winter?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's talking about the Cubs or other things?
Mostly the Cubs.
Even during the winter?
Yes. All right, the Cubs station. Just say nice things, all right? They're rebuilding. Hey, I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here.
Just reporting the results.
My soup coolers. Didn't say anything about anything. First call out of the chute before I'm heading down. Right? First call.
Nice pick you up. Yeah. Pick me up right before you're ready to go on.
Go easy on him. Always talking about the White Sox. I don't talk about the White Sox either. Let's see what happens, okay? A lot of goofy stuff is going on around the world, and... let's start with Paris. A South African performance artist is being tried in a French court after parading in front of the Eiffel Tower with a live cockerel attached to his naughty parts.
I beg your pardon?
Steve Cohen wore red satin gloves, platform shoes, and a feather headdress as he walked around the popular tourist spot with the rooster attached to his naughty parts by a white ribbon. Now, in Paris, that seems like it would be, no big. But he got arrested.
C'est la vie.
Probably because you can't keep your rooster on a leash.
Yeah, that's got to be it. The charge of the state is completely inappropriate, he said. That puts it on par with someone flashing outside of school. I made a work using French national symbols. The rooster... the Eiffel Tower, and the Falaise Bergère. Okay, sounds like some setup to a joke.
As well, I'll walk into a bar.
As well as a very South African approach to using public space with political consciousness. It's not terrorism or perversion, it's art. He said nobody...
That, is that the rooster's name?
Nobody complained, he said, who witnessed him walking around the Eiffel Tower. He said he even passed a group of nuns. They were unfazed. It's Paris. That's what you do.
You should see what they were wearing.
Yeah. Okay, other performances by Cohen have involved him parading naked through a South African squatter camp, wearing only an outsized chandelier and scrubbing the streets of Vienna with a giant toothbrush while wearing bondage gear. Okay. I'll tell you what, this guy's got it all going on.
And he was complaining then, too. What?
What's the problem?
What did I do here? I'm cleaning your streets with my
toothbrush.
First
of all, where do you get a giant toothbrush? That's what I want to know.
How does he get to all these places? That's what I'd love to know.
He must get tips
I mean,
along the way.
This guy's well-traveled.
South Africa to Paris, that's not cheap.
No, it's in Vienna. He's living high.
All right, that's the first story using the naughty parts.
Did you call that a cockerel?
That's the name of it. It's the rooster.
I never knew.
Cockerel. You never heard that?
No.
Yeah, cockerel.
I was waiting to hear what you were going to, which you're going to describe what that, I didn't know what that was.
That's a male rooster. It's a rooster. Yeah.
So that's where the
all
cock
roosters
crows?
Are male.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Is that what that is?
Otherwise, it'd be a hen.
Oh. Oh.
He hasn't really dirtied his hands. I have rough hands. He's got soft
what
hands.
Do you have rough hands?
I've worked on a farm. I know farm animals.
You worked on a farm.
Yes.
The petting zoo at.
All right. It's something. And then this guy, Texas Workforce Solutions in Dallas, received a job application by email from a man who also attached a picture of his naughty parts. The agency purportedly offers resources, tips, and tools to build a stronger Texas workforce and connects job seekers with potential employers. In this case, the employee who received the photo connected the applicant with the police. The man was charged with obscene display or distribution, a misdemeanor. Well, that's going to stand out in all the resumes. It's a tough job market out there.
Hopefully it's going to stand out.
Well, hopefully.
On a good day.
I don't know what job he was applying for. I think I'll just send this photo with it. Maybe that'll get their attention.
Now, that didn't have the cockerel in it, right?
No.
That photo.
No, this one did not. That bird was attached to the guy in Paris.
Very good.
And they show the guy in Paris being dragged by these French police. They're dragging him because he's now gone limp. And now I wonder if the rooster's still attached. Is he being dragged too through this?
Well, he had stage fright. So.
Into the paddy wagon? This is what people do. They get up in the morning. They go,
right.
Think about this.
That's
this
what
is what I always do. I like to start with the first part of the day. This is your day.
Wake
okay?
up. Wash your face.
Wash your face. Maybe shower. I don't know. All right. Now I'm going to put on the red satin gloves, platform shoes, feather headdress, and go get a rooster.
Where is my cockerel?
And then attach that to my naughty parts. And I'm going to head out to the Eiffel Tower. There's my day. Or I got to get the giant toothbrush out, start scrubbing the streets of Vienna.
Could you imagine his closet with all his props?
In bondage gear. Or how about the day I'll parade naked through the South African squatter camp? That's a game plan.
That's a to-do list.
What can I do today?
Now it's a to-done list.
Yeah, he's got big check marks on all of those.
What can I do? Okay, I'm going to go naked through the squatter camp today, and then I got to get that giant toothbrush, start some scrubbing.
Nice.
Wow. That's a good resume.
Art is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, and then I'm going to send my resume to this place in Dallas. Think, see what a kind of rise I can get out of them. Leslie, you got some traffic, I would imagine. You can text me at 24720. And I was talking about this porcupine earlier. This guy cut open this porcupine because there's some Chinese mineral he claims. And maybe it's true. Maybe it's not just him claiming it, and he wanted to see if he could get it. And what is that for? You looked it up, Craig? That mineral, that Chinese mineral, what does it do?
Yeah, it's a universal antidote for any kind of poison, apparently.
And it's only available through a dead porcupine? Can
yes,
I buy
the intestines
it over
porcupine.
The counter, OTC?
You can get it on Amazon right now, actually.
How much?
$75.
And Leslie sent me something about whale vomit. That's got something in it, too, that's valuable.
ambergris. Yeah, it's used in cologne making.
This guy was walking along the beach. Where was that? In England?
In England. That was last year, yeah. And he found a chunk of whale vomit that was worth almost $200,000.
A chunk?
A big chunk.
So how did, was it freeze?
Six pounds.
What is it?
Freeze?
Well,
how it was just solidified somehow.
Yeah, that's what I mean. How did it get solid? I
mean, well, you take it to your local ambergris dealer.
And so vomit is in my cologne? Oh, that's depressing.
Hmm.
Don't they use bat guano for something, too, in, I want to say, perfumery? Or makeup making? Yeah. Our animal friends, they're just givers, aren't they?
They are. You also mentioned during the break about some kids doing something, and it caught my ear because I want to add a little more to what you're going to say. What were these kids doing?
It was so heartening. I drove past Proviso West today, and there were a bunch of students in the outlying areas around the baseball fields and such with plastic bags, and they were cleaning up garbage. The students.
There needs to be a whole lot of people, and by a whole lot of people, I mean prisoners, out there picking up trash. There is so much garbage that was buried under the snow for 4 months, and it is everywhere.
Amen, brother.
And you know that it's not going to be picked up just by the city workers. That's what they have these prisoners do, too. They come out, and there's nothing more rewarding, I think, than to see your tax dollar at work as you drive by. Because you know they're out picking up garbage. That's good. And they're not just sitting there making shanks for the memories.
Picking up the garbage over here, boss.
Yeah.
But they're getting fresh air. It must be nice
to
be
outside wins,
for
right?
a while. Yeah.
And that's a total win situation.
And your crusade, it is mostly plastic bags.
Well.
It's mostly plastic bags.
Plastic bottles.
On fences.
Oh,
you know?
That is everywhere.
Man.
And nobody's going to get those because they're up in trees and stuff. They're just going to have to stay there. But the garbage that is everywhere, especially along the banks of our expressways, time to get that up now, okay?
The weather's okay.
Snow is gone.
Yeah.
It's just exposed garbage. A couple stupid ideas that have come down in the last few days, it looks like. Guy out of Romania was experiencing pain when he swallowed. Well, it's because he swallowed a fork. He'd been drinking and bet with his friends that he could swallow the fork without getting hurt. Says, I put the fork in my mouth and managed to swallow it. I realize now it was a very stupid thing to do. Really? I don't think I'll be taking part in any bets for a while. Well, the smart pill was finally taken, too. The doctors were not impressed by the man's story and reportedly told him that they didn't have time to remove the fork, which was lodged in his esophagus, and not immediately threatening any vital organs. They suggested to wait and see if the fork would take its natural course. Imagine
Whoa,
that.
Whoa! Okay. No, you don't do that.
Yeah, well, that's what they're going to do for now. Good.
Oof.
And then this guy, this 18-year-old, and a lot of foreign stunads going down the wrong path. 18-year-old guy out of, where's this guy from? His name is Stian Yitterdal.
That's got to be somewhere in Scandinavia,
something
right?
like that. Yeah, Norwegian. Yep, there it is. So he's out with his friends, and they had some goofy bet where he'd have to either get a tattoo of a Barbie doll on his butt, or to get a McDonald's receipt tattooed on his arm. He chose the McDonald's receipt, and it takes up from right below his elbow all the way down his arm. And it's the entire receipt.
What was his order?
It was a pretty long order.
Yeah,
pretty long order. It was. And then he said he's also been offered for free from the tattoo parlor to get the receipt for that tattoo on the other arm. So he's got a nice set there.
A little symmetry.
That's great.
Was alcohol involved anywhere?
I don't think so.
In any of these stories?
I just think they were goofing around. And he got the tattoo.
Gosh.
So foreign stunads on the move here.
That's a whole other chapter. You know, there's the American stunads, and then you get
you
your foreign.
You got to break it down.
Yeah.
We have so many walking the earth. So he's pretty happy with it. He says no one else has a McDonald's receipt tattoo on their arm.
Nor would they want one.
Now that you've done this, stunad, foreign edition, you might want to approach McDonald's and see if you can get some kind of commercial. Da-da-da-da-da.
Loving it.
You could get something out of this. I mean, how many people have done this? Probably he's the only one.
Does the McDonald's receipt even have a McDonald's?
Yeah, it's got the logo on it.
Oh, it does?
It's got the arches on top,
okay,
yes.
Because I'm like, if not, then it's just...
You're right. I never get the receipt. I just...
Right.
I don't want a receipt.
That's
what
I
know
mean.
What I've done. Happy to go here. Although sometimes if you're in the drive-thru and you leave and the order's not right, you might not need that receipt and not have it when you have to go back. And they go, well, you don't have a receipt. How do we know you bought that here?
Oh, we bring it back.
No. No. Not at all. I check the bag before I pull out.
Yeah, but how can you?
How can
you,
I
you walk? Open up everything?
Well, I see if I got the right order.
I'm always paranoid to do that. The people behind me are waiting.
No, I pull over. I don't.
Oh, okay.
No,
yeah, is that?
Line.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
not
what
rude
I mean.
That way.
That's what I'm saying. I would feel.
Yeah, don't be rude. Super G.